In both Matthew and Mark, this incident follows right upon our Lord's third prediction of his passion and resurrection. And it's once again to help us see, how do we understand that? How do we understand Jesus' death and resurrection? How do we proclaim it? How do we... And so this totally inept response to our Lord's prediction is given to us for our instruction. It's only in Matthew that it's the mother who comes. In Mark, it's just the two fellows come themselves. Now notice first what Jesus does. He challenges them. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? They say, yes, we can. That's what he wanted to hear. If you're going to join Al-Qaeda, are you going to risk your life? Yes, okay, we'll take you. This is a man's game. Yeah, we will drink it. Tell us what it is. We'll do it. That's important. That's very important. Whatever it is, we'll do it, man. He's looking for that. You know, Gandhi, with this whole, you know, idea of nonviolence, and you know who he looked for to join him? Soldiers. If they could get the idea that nonviolence is better than violence in accomplishing the goal, that's the guys he was looking for. He wasn't looking for flower children. Because a soldier knows that it takes pain to accomplish something. And if he's willing to get beat up rather than beat up, you see, it's important, this notion. And that's what Jesus is saying. You guys ready? Yeah, we're ready. He said, okay, fine, I'll take you. But right hand and left hand, that's up to the Father. Now that's very important. Are you guys willing to put yourself to some trouble? Are you willing to risk your life? And as you see, as you know, James was killed. So, then comes the rest of the story. You see, now, I'm not saying their motives were totally pure. I mean, they're looking to be big shots. They put mom up to it, probably, you know. And they want to run this thing. They want to take over. And so Jesus then gives everybody a lesson. He said, see, the other 10 are really mad. Oh, because these two are so ambitious? No, because they want the same jobs. You know, but Jesus likes that. These guys, they want to, you know, they want to be there. They want to work. They want to take over. He likes that. Because that means they're really committed. Now, they got a long way to go. They got no idea what they're signing on for, but that's okay. He likes that. So then they come together. And then Jesus says, okay, now you know the way things go and what you're probably thinking about yourself. See, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Every big shot does that. And all over the world does. Every big shot does that. And the great ones make their authority over them felt. It shall not be so among you. Now it's really getting hard. It's okay to be a big shot, but you got to be a big shot by being a little shot. That's getting hard. If you want to read something beautiful, read Blessed Gerica Vigny today in the Magnificat. God says to man, you won't serve me, all right, I'll serve you. God says that. So, now he gives them his philosophy. Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. Brand new idea. Brand new idea. These guys were willing to drink the cup and do it. And he says, all right, then be like the mother of a family. Be ready to serve all the time, out of love. This is what Paul is talking about, huh? When he gives this thing, you know. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. It's not easy to talk if you're risking your life by doing it. But that's only the beginning. Your whole life has to be like this, so that people can look and see the power of Jesus' resurrection. That's one of the reasons why John Paul II said, no, let them see me die. Everybody's going to die. You know, I want people to see this, so that they won't be afraid. Let them see the power of Jesus right through my death. You know, when I was young, I was an athlete. You know, I worked in a factory, you know. Now I'm old and fat. I look like a walrus. You know, and I've got Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. I've got cancer. I've been shot. So let them see me die. Let them see the power of Jesus. So that's what it says here, see, in our flesh, in our mortal flesh. That doesn't just mean physical sickness. It means a whole way of life. Not looking for the first spot. No, it's a guy, somebody, I give conferences someplace, and somebody said to me, I asked so-and-so, and this person said, all right, I'll come, but I have to travel first class. I need a first class hotel. And I want $15,000. I said to this person, I'll do it for $14,500. But that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's not what Jesus is talking about. It's not what Paul is talking about. It's not just, in our flesh you get tired, you get beat up, you know, you might get shot. But it's on your whole way of life that we do this, you see? So death is at work in us, but life in you. Indeed, everything is for you. See how much he loves these people? And so, you see, whoever wishes to be great shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and his service, to give his life as a ransom for many. That introduces us, and we don't have time to go into it now, to the whole mystery of what God has done with the effects of our sin. There's pain, there's sorrow, there's death, and he's made this a shining light. Look what he's done. That God came and took all of that on himself and changed it so that we don't have to be afraid. And all he says is, can you drink the cup? Tell you the truth, I'm scared to death, but I want to sign on. Okay, I'll take you. Just stick with me, and I'll get you ready for the Olympics. Just stick with me. I'll train you. But don't complain when it gets tough. You know, I can train you. You could be an Olympic, whatever you want to be. Runner, boxer, whatever you want to be. I can train you. You can join the Olympic team. Let me train. I can take you from wherever you are and train you.